You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Cameron Herron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a whole ensemble of special guests here today. It's Amanda Lean and Megan Ruby of Polk County Public Health, and Pat Grothy of the Farmers Market. How is everyone doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good to hear. And yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about with the partnership of Polk County Public Health and Farmers Market, but I kind of wanted each of you to kind of chat about what your role is in all of this and what you do for, you know, Pat for the Farmers Market and Amanda and Megan for Polk County Public Health.
Well, I can start. I'm Pat Grothy. I'm the Secretary Treasurer, and I'm actually the contact person for the Farmers Market on our website. So I'm probably the first person new vendors would talk to. And then I try and help out on a weekly basis at the Farmers Market.
And I can go next. I'm Megan Ruby. I actually work for the University of Minnesota Extension as a SNAP-Ed Health and Wellness Coordinator. So in my role, I help support food access programs in communities and specifically for people who have low income. Food access is kind of my jam. So Farmers Markets is right up that alley.
And I am the third partner in this from Polk County Public Health, as you mentioned. And I am a wellness coordinator with the Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, also known as SHIP. And we do everything from access to healthy foods. So this is where this great partnership comes in, increasing that access to locally grown foods, for nutrition, and we also work on things like active living, commercial tobacco-free communities, and mental well-being. So a lot of my work, SHIP, lends itself to the wonderful work that these partners both do in the community and region too.
Yeah, and no better place for healthy eating than a farmer's market. Can't really get any more healthy than that.
Absolutely.
But why don't we start to describe kind of this partnership that Polk County Public Health and the farmer's market is going on with?
Well, these are great partners, and they bring really good programs that contribute better nutrition to our community, and it's been working really, really well. It also brings in new vendors, and we've had as many as 14 vendors on a given week at the farmers market this year. So, and we have everything from fresh flowers to goat products in the form of soaps or edible caramels or and of course the vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables, and even some fruits like apples and raspberries and strawberries during the season. So it's been great,
and of course all locally grown as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, I think it's definitely twofold, and a lot of props given to the Crookston Farmers Market, which continues to grow and be a wonderful asset to our community and all of Polk County, really. And we'll talk a little bit about the programs that they've partnered with us on in order to do that. But I think it's twofold in the sense that we're also trying to help the farmers and get them connected to people who can eat their locally grown food, because they do a lot of work. So we've really grown our partnership over the years, I think, through the Crookston Farmers Market. And from public health standpoint, we're always looking to grow our partnerships with all of our markets, but really appreciate here in Crookston the work that they've done to grow it and bring in more vendors and bring in more customers.
For sure. And what are some of these nutrition programs that are going to be coming up with the partnership?
Yeah, I can speak to that. The Power of Produce, or if people have been visiting the farmers market or hearing about it, we call it the Pop Club. And so that's a program that started for youth, 18 and under. And then a couple years after we implemented that, we added in seniors into that program, so 65 and older. And that is a fruit and vegetable incentive program where you come to the market, you sign up, kind of check in, sign up the first time you come at the beginning of the season, and then check in every time you come, and you receive a $2 voucher to spend on fresh fruits and vegetables.
Nice. Wow.
And that program started, we had some grant money through the university and public health had internship contributed to that. But after that first initial year, it has been completely 100% community sponsored. And we've raised, we've had a lot of great support from the community here in Crookston.
If I could just add a big thank you to all the community resources that companies in the community that are donating to the POP program. We couldn't survive without them. It's completely funded by the community, mm-hmm. the businesses in our local community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great thing that we have a community that's willing to invest in something like this.
Yeah.
And not only monetarily, but also from a volunteer standpoint as well. Jerry Lynn Prudhomme does a wonderful job kind of heading up that program and helping us take it over. Are we in the third, fourth year? I'm just trying to remember how long we've done it.
I think it's at least 4 years.
Is the fifth year, actually.
Oh, the fifth year.
Wow.
So it is. I had to count.
Time flies.
And we have partners that volunteer their time at the booth as well, which is a great, you know, way to connect with the community. Yeah. So that's always an opportunity for businesses.
I have a feeling that you thought it was only four because we just completely took out 2020 in our minds. Just, you know, that was just, you know, we're just throwing that year out of our collective conscious. But yeah, that's definitely a lot of great things. And you kind of mentioned Pat about kind of new vendors. What are some of the vendors that have shown up now recently?
We have the Country Corner Floral, which they have just a wide variety of fresh cut flowers that are grown right here in Crookston, right outside of Crookston.
So you can get more than just food items.
Exactly.
I mean, unless you want to eat the flowers, I guess.
But are some edible flowers?
Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
I'm trying to think of the new. And then we have two new vendors that sell goat products. One specializes in the soap line, and the other is in the edibles. Hmm. We have breads and baked goods. We have cookies and caramels and fudge and that kind of stuff. We have bagels, lots of jams and jellies.
Now you're talking my language.
Yes, there's something there for everyone.
That's good to hear.
A lot of, you know, pickled vegetables, pickled beets, dill pickles. What am I missing? All the vegetables, of course. I mean, there's just an abundance of vegetables, especially this time of the year. You're getting into the pumpkins, too, for decorating.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And squash and lots of tomatoes. I think tomatoes were overproduced this year.
Oh, no.
So they had a good year.
If you're interested in canning tomatoes, come to the market. I'm sure they can fill your need. So it's just been a really great year.
That's really great to hear about the farmers market. And to Amanda and Megan, what made you want to partner with the farmers market?
Well, I think I was going to mention we've partnered with the farmers markets locally for many, many years. Just, you know, the work that we do through SHIP with connecting to local foods, and I'm sure Megan can speak to that as well. But one of the other areas I mentioned that we work on is just that mental well-being and community connection. And as Pat's talking about, you know, there's something for everyone. There's vendors that range from all ages as well, and it gives them, you know, that great thing to be a part of. And, you know, for those that have been to the market, you know, seeing the kids come and get their pop vouchers and being so excited to purchase the fresh raspberries of the season or pick out carrots or pick out produce. You know, there's just a lot of community around a farmer's market where there's a lot of social connection, which we know is really important to our health. So it's just an all around great community event. You know, the Crookston Farmers meets on Thursday evenings, except for this special event, I think, which you'll talk about in a moment. But, you know, it's just something that definitely goes along with our mission and our goals of supporting all things community connection and well-being.
You know, you bring that up, like kids getting excited about the farmers market. And I just think, like, you know, when you go to the supermarket and, you know, there's plenty of produce there, but you got all these other options, you know, junk food and stuff. But when you go to the farmers market, you see all this fresh fruit, and that's where it's like, when you go there, you're in that mindset and you get excited seeing, like, oh, like, I really like carrots, and they look really good. So
I think there's a renewed interest in canning. And so there's a lot of life skills, I think, that are brought out through the farmers market. We've got two families where the granddaughters are learning to bake bread or have learned to bake bread and are selling it at the farmers market. I mean, these are wonderful skills that probably wouldn't happen if we didn't have a farmers market.
For sure. Were there any other things that you wanted to speak about with this partnership that we haven't gotten to yet?
Maddock really covered it well. The one thing I haven't mentioned, we also just last year started EBT at the market. And so that is for people that are on SNAP or food support. And so there's some funds that were available through the legislature to help get people with low income to the market to buy local foods. And that is for, that can be more than just produce. They can, we have meat at the market, we have eggs, we have those staple items. And so getting that out to that population is really important. You know, and a lot of our programs are research and evidence-based. So we suggest these programs because it does show impact and outcome. And so, that is just something to, you know, great to have in the community. And just like Amanda said, this is something really special, I think, within our community that we have, and having these partnerships are so wonderful.
And, you know, as you know, time goes on, I think we start to, you know, notice that, you know, all the sugary processed foods, like, they're cheaper, and that's what, you know, maybe low-income families can only afford. So it's nice that they have an option to go and get the healthy food that could definitely, like, is obviously needed in everyone's diet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, the mission with the power of produce was really, you know, establishing those habits at a younger age. And we certainly see that kids do get excited about the vegetables and fruits. One thing we haven't talked about is the One Vegetable, One Community, which is another additional kind of fun thing we like to do, which is probably in like year 8 or something crazy. But we really rally behind one vegetable. And as we've mentioned, carrots a couple times, it was rainbow carrots this year. So oftentimes Megan and I are out in the community connecting with some youth and providing them that opportunity. And we always have some fun stories around kids trying their purple carrots or something. But the other, just one last thing, which is really new, it's only in its second year and it's kind of evolving, but we want to make sure that we connect with our community members. The Women, Infants, and Children WIC program that we have through Polk County, we partner for the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, and anyone that receives WIC is able to receive up to $30 per family to also be spent at a local the local market. And the Minnesota Department of Ag has been evolving this program, which makes it really great for our smaller markets. We used to have 5 approved vendors, and they've kind of been flexible on that. So we have, I believe, 3 vendors here in Crookston at the Crookston Farmers Market where those vouchers can be redeemed. Anyone that attends the Crookston Farmers Market would see the signage of those individuals where they can purchase. It's all fresh produce, fresh herbs, I believe. So we certainly want to have our community members that receive WIC. They can still sign up. They can contact us at Polk County Public Health, 281-3385, and it's up to $30. So they can spend that, and they have, I believe, 2 more markets left in order to do that.
Yes, I was going to mention that. There's a date that the farmer's market is going to be done.
Yes, so we have this week on our normal Thursday, and then the following week we move to Saturday, September 30th. And we also have a customer appreciation drawing on that Saturday. So this week is actually the last week to sign up for that drawing. On Saturday, we will open at 10 o'clock, and we will draw 2 vouchers, 2 $20 vouchers to be spent at the market. You have to be present to win, so you have to be there by 11 to collect that voucher if you win. If you're not there, we'll redraw at 11. But we'll have musicians. Ooh. We're going to have lunch, soup, dinner roll, dessert, and a bottle of water.
Wow.
So it's a fun event, so we hope everyone comes out. And it's also the last day to cash in those pop vouchers that you haven't spent, or your EBT tokens, or market bucks, or produce bucks. So September 30th is an important date.
And I know that you were mentioning, like, a lot of people come to you with, like, questions on how to, you know, what they need to do to spend these vouchers and stuff. So, and the, kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to come on now is to let them know.
Yeah, these checks are appearing, have been sent out, and they bring them to the market. They're not really sure, am I in the right place? How do I spend these? Where do I spend them? What, you know, what qualifies? Mm-hmm. So we want to let people know that they're for fruits and vegetables, and we do have vendors selling those products, and we can help guide them to those vendors if they're needed. But the farmers market is definitely the place to spend your farmers market nutrition checks.
And I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is we want to make it as seamless and easy as possible for people to access healthy foods.
Yeah.
And even that's why we love the Power Produce program, because there's really not that much paperwork. You come, you sign up with a volunteer at the booth, and they can still sign up, I believe, and get their last vouchers. But it's a welcoming place. It's a great place to be, and it's a great place to connect with local farmers and community.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So for anyone who have tuned in the middle of this, is the Valley Talk program, and I've got Pat Grothy, Amanda Lean, and Megan Ruby partnering Polk County Public Health and Farmers Market Partnership. Do we want to kind of recap kind of the Cliff Notes version of what we talked about today before we wrap it up here in a couple minutes?
Yeah, so we have some great food incentive programs at the market. Power Produce for youth and 18 and under, seniors 65 and older. We have SNAP EBT. We have the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which is for the WIC moms and families.
Don't forget Market Bucks.
Yes, kind of with SNAP EBT, we have Market Bucks and Produce Bucks, which is a matching program. So you're getting extra money coming to the market to buy those local foods. We have the Fall Jamboree coming up on the 30th.
Yeah.
10 to 2
on the 30th.
That sounds 10 o'clock like a, is the drawing, so.
Okay.
And live music, meal with free will donation.
Whole kit and caboodle.
Yes. Come on out.
I think for anyone, you know, listening that's either interested in becoming a farmer or a vendor, you know, certainly there's that opportunity in the coming seasons. And just for any other vendors currently that want to partner with us at Polk County Public Health, we are here as a resource and as a partner to do that. And just thank you to KROX for letting us come on and talk about this to mm-hmm. allow us to reach more people, because that's what we want to do, is continue to provide more of these programs and get more healthy foods to our families.
And yep. One last, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, we have a Facebook page, and my telephone number is on there if you're interested in becoming a vendor for the upcoming season. Just give me a call. We welcome new vendors. We don't discriminate.
You read my mind, because I was just about to ask you about contact information. Yep. And is there a contact for Polk County Public Health?
Yes, we are 281-3385.
Okay. Well, and any last second comments before we wrap it up here?
Enjoy the fall season. Yes. Come on out to the Jamboree.
Yeah, love to see you.
Yep, keep it simple. You love to see it, and I hope a lot of people come and show up to the farmers market. Sounds like you've got a great program going. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.